You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's up, Silly Squad? It's your girl, the Silly Girls Podcast. And we back again with another fresh and hot episode for you. Hey, to everybody on YouTube, we're going to talk to y'all first, okay? Make sure you go ahead and like, go ahead and comment, and go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Because when you hit that subscribe button, that lets us know that you want to join our family, okay? It's fun over here. You know what I'm saying? It's good vibes over here, baby. What's good? Also, please hit that notification bell so you be notified every time that we drop a video, as well as on YouTube, it is an arrow that is right under us. I would say this video, and I say us, all together. It's an arrow that is right under this video, and the arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because y'all family, I gotta tell them how I would tell my family. Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, your contact list, your sneaky link list, your Pornhub list.
How what? That what?
The Pornhub. The porn didn't come out right.
Porn.
The Pornhub list. All of them list. Go ahead and make sure that you share it to all of them. Also, go ahead and click on some of the links that's in our description box, because they actually take you over to a podcast platform, but we don't all love them. Also, it takes you over to our social media accounts, okay? Now, everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers. What do you do? Hey. Had to get them a little 1-2 because they listening. You know what I'm saying? Had to, you know, tease their ears with some of these, you know what I'm saying, good old, you know, south, you know, tones or whatever, you know. Make sure that you go ahead and hit that subscribe button as well, okay? Now that I have all of the business out of the way, you know, it's my favorite time of every episode. Because I get the honor of introducing this bright sunshine that's sitting on the side of me. That, you know what I'm saying, is just so sweet. You know what I'm saying? That's what they used to call us. You know what I'm saying? Like Sweet Pussy Keys, what they used to call them. What's up, Sweet Pussy Key? You know what I'm saying? How you doing over here with the... Come on, pink lips. Come on, lips.
Girl.
Come on, lips. I just looked over there and saw them lips. Stop me. Huh? Come on, lips.
Toss
love. For anybody who, you know what I'm saying, y'all can't see, y'all got to go to our YouTube and see these lips over there. I just noticed, as soon as I looked over there, that the lips is over there pink.
I'm so
stupid. Is they pink like the egg said that pussy is?
I can't stand her. She always embarrassed. I can't do that. But like, girl, I'm gassy.
You ever really gassy in the burps or the ass?
Both, but I haven't been letting loose over. I refuse to let it loose on you because
it smells.
It's bad.
Ooh, it smells like.
That's because, you know, I was trying to eat better and I started eating bad. And I could tell, like, whatever I'm putting in my system, like, it's bad. And my stomach hurt right now because I was trying to hurry up and eat something real fast before we start recording. And y'all, my stomach hurts so bad right now. I don't have to boo-boo, but it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
But other than that, life is good one day at a time. How are you, sweet thing?
Hold on. First. Hold up, Pinky. Pinky.
Girl, it's the same lip gloss you got on that you bought me. I mixed the lip gloss you got me by B. Simone, no ad, for my birthday with a little soft twerk by Super Scent. Crayola, whatever she got, the thing.
Yeah, Crayola case.
Yeah, a little soft twerk.
And see, I got both. I got Beast Mode, the
clear
and the clear.
And I got, what was the pink one called? The pink one. It's called.
It's no ad, but we, you know, we support.
Baby boy.
Mixed
with a little soft twerk on
I got Diamond. Yeah.
I didn't bring Diamond, but I got Baby Boy, and I put soft twerk on top of it. Because I ain't putting no mascara on, nothing like that, so I feel like my lips should do something. But
come on, soft twerk.
How are you, baby? Bling. Every time I come around your city, bling. Be a fan like you. Lorenzo's on Yokohama tires, bling. Hey, hi. How you doing, sweetie?
I am over here just living and surviving and trying to thrive. The goal is to thrive. But until, you know what I'm saying, that we get to that point where we thriving, right, then living and surviving.
Your necklace is cute.
Thank you.
A little Leo action.
Leo, because you know what I'm saying.
Y'all want to know what's so crazy? Because she would never wear short necklaces.
Listen. I used to wouldn't wear short necklaces because my neck was fatter.
She was
y'all,
heavier.
You know what
no, that's what I was getting to because she was heavier. Mm-hmm. But now I'm glad.
Now that I have a neck.
I love when she wears.
Y'all go back to our old videos for the new people. I ain't have no neck.
When you showed that, when you put that old clip of us. I said, God damn. And we were just really eating mukbangs and shit. Like, no wonder that boy said two big old. Okay, so when we first started doing this, a guy jumped on our live and was like, two big old something. And I went. Because I was like, how rude of you. But I don't do that no more because I had to learn. But he caught me off guard. I guess because in my mind, I didn't think we was big.
Well, I knew I was big.
Well, I didn't see you that big. Saying?
I knew I was that big. But I knew that big and this big, I just thought I was fine.
I knew I was chubby, uh-huh. But I didn't realize when I look back on the camera from Lose What, I was like, bitch, you was more than chubby. But it's okay, because I was cute in my sheet. But I'm just saying, like, I didn't realize that.
I knew I was a big old bitch.
I didn't realize.
But listen, it was the fact that, I tell you, my brother used to always tell me, he's like, I ain't had a neck. And I'd be like, I got a neck. And then when I lost weight and I saw I had neck, I said, oh shit.
That's what he meant.
I didn't have a fucking neck.
But I'm just saying, like, I guess when you love people, it'd be around them, like, whatever size they are, you just take it for what it is.
But it's like, no matter, even if you're around somebody who is, you know, fat or smoking or whatever that they doing, they vice, you know what I'm saying? It's not, let me say this. It's not our responsibility to be like, hey, you need to lose weight. Hey, you need to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My mom and my brother said, you know what I'm saying? Your fat ass needs to lose weight. You know what I'm saying? But however, you know, nobody, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to. And first of all, if they like their size, who the fuck am I as their friend to be like, nah, bitch, you need to lose weight?
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Everybody pretty much that's fat around me are happy in their skin.
Yeah.
Nobody's like, oh,
I'm still fat.
But what I'm not. What I'm saying is, I didn't realize the magnitude of the fatness.
Until
I saw the thing, and I was like,
the old videos.
I was like, God damn, we was big as fuck. We were pretty, though. Mm. We were some big old heroes.
Yeah, because next year, I hopefully lose a little more, and I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? This video.
Ain't no hopefully you are going to.
Yeah, because I'm got to go back raw.
Yeah.
Some shit that I decided make me want to just go back raw, vegan. Yeah, because now,
Yeah, she saw it. I don't give a damn. I'm a dying. Yeah. Lord forbid. I ain't claiming that Jesus, but I'm just going to eat clean, but I ain't doing all that extra shit. Like, whatever's going to be. And I'm going to drink my puss.
Yeah.
I don't care. But anyway, so other than that, how are you?
Again, you know what I'm saying? Trying to thrive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, basically, the goal is always, you know, y'all can hear it every week. It's still the same. You know what I'm saying? I'm very consistent. Extremely consistent. Like, so. Just still the same. The goal is still to stay in my happy place. You know what I'm saying? That'd be the main thing, you know, and to try to eliminate anything that blocks the, you know what I'm saying, me from being happy. So, that's basically it. Yeah. Same old. I had applied for some more shows.
You did?
So, yeah. Good. So, you know what I'm saying? So, hopefully, like I said, I had one of the producers email me back. So, like I said, I don't be trying to cause jinx shit. But, yeah, hopefully, you know. Yeah. Because y'all know the... You know, the TVs.
Love and on TV.
Yeah. So anything else you want to tell the peoples?
No.
You want to tell them how you finna get a BBL?
She just be lying. I can't afford to be in the BBL. Absolutely not. And the thing about that is, even honestly, when I think about it, like I said, you said myself, even if I became a millionaire and I was able to do that, the most I do is just adjust. I'm not adding nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I would just want to get my little stomach took down and a little roll off my little booty that is on there. But other than that, because I'm not, who's this? Because I know that me, if I don't be disciplined enough, it's going to come right back. Because you got to, when you do that, that's for the now. But if you don't maintain it, you know, the workout and the eat better, it's like a waste of money. And I'm very wasteful at times. So I just can't see myself just spending that money. And then as soon as I heal, I get to wearing a cute outfits. Because truly, surgery, sometimes it's not for self. It's for others and their opinions of you and what you look like. Because, you know, whatever. But for me, no. Yeah, I'm saying, if I get some money, like I said, I'm going to get the little rolls, I got my little booty and my stomach to that, because who don't want to have a flat stomach? But I'm not adding to it, no.
Yeah, but I had put on my own page, I was like, I still put niggas with this flat stomach.
And it's wide back. I ain't never had an issue.
And what's, I told y'all before, remember at the studio when I told them, the same thing, listen, people be, you know what I'm saying, thinking like that fat girls on pool. I told you, I had more, what's so crazy is that I had more dudes trying to holler at me when I was bigger, and I'm so serious. And when I was looking at something, you know, I'm always watching panels and podcasts. It was some other girls who said the same thing. They was like, y'all be talking about fat girls, but I had more dudes when I was fatter. And I promise you, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, let me say, because when you are bigger, I think that, you know what I'm saying, more people think that you're not attracted by them. So, like, girl, like please, they be loving like that fat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trust me, mm-hmm. They do. Look, no shame. I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? The big girls that's looking at this, put in the comments, they know.
We're all in this together.
They know. Like, it doesn't stop anything. So, as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, me turning up and getting whatever, it's like, that's for me to look better in my clothes. I ain't got shit to do with trying to get a man. Because, bitch, that ain't the issue. Get a man
skinny, fat, fine, bad, ugly.
No teeth.
It ain't hard to get a man.
Make your hair all. You ain't got to, listen, women. Don't change yourself to get no man, because they want you looking just like that. Trust me.
True.
Just like that. So me, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever is for me to, you know what I'm saying, let me, because, like, you know, I love taking pictures and putting on clothes and stuff. It's for me. They ain't got shit to do with, oh, I need to do this so I can get it. Girl, trust me. Not at all. At all.
You heard it.
So you want to jump to our first topic? Mm-hmm. So our first topic, we're going to talk about if healing was so easy, everybody would do it. Because, you know, like, we're in a, you know what I'm saying, right now in this, you know what I'm saying, this era of, you know, everybody's talking about mental health and, you know, and going to get, you know what I'm saying, therapy and all of that. Like, you know, like, our mom and them generation, they didn't really talk about, especially blacks, you know what I'm saying, our mama generation didn't really talk about, you know what I'm saying, therapy and the benefits of it and healing, you know what I'm saying. But with our generation, I think we kicking down the door of really, you know what I'm saying, making it normal for, like, therapy and, you know what I'm saying, healing, and also the benefits of healing, especially, like, you know what I'm saying, like, from past traumas, past relationship, you know what I'm saying, issues, you know, things that happen. And you know, because we always say people need to heal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's her favorite thing. People need to heal.
You need to heal.
You know what I'm saying?
My hair, you need to heal.
You need to heal. You know what I'm saying? But when we, you know what I'm saying, really dissect it, like, yeah. It's so much deeper than just saying it. Because even, you know what I'm saying, because we always talk about this as far as, like, just say, we could just start, you know what I'm saying, in relationship-wise, you know, a lot of people bring in so much damage onto the next person before they actually heal. You know what I'm saying? Now, you don't have to, you know what I'm saying, like, a scar doesn't have to heal all the way before, you know what I'm saying, you say it's healed. But, you know what I'm saying, when you see a scab or, you know, some shit like that, you know what I'm saying, you know it's healing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, when I was on research, y'all, they were saying that over, and this was from Google, they were saying that over 56% of adults with even just mental illness, you know what I'm saying, received no treatment, you know what I'm saying? So more than half of that, you know what I'm saying? And then they were saying that when I screenshot, I show her, they were saying, like, even because I researched as far as, like, how many people, you know what I'm saying, that they heal before they get in the next relationship, and it was about 60% don't, that they know. And just think about all the people that they haven't researched that, you know what I'm saying, don't. So a lot of times people, you know what I'm saying, do not heal. They were saying how that, that basically healing is something, you know what I'm saying, that people talk about, but a lot of people don't do because it is hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, we, you know, when you healing, it's a process that you have to go through. It's a lot of digging up the past that you have to go through, because a lot of times when the stuff, you know what I'm saying, just say, like, if, and I'm just throw something out there, just say, like, if I used to see my mom and my daddy, you know what I'm saying, my daddy beating on my mama, it didn't happen, y'all, he never beat on her, but I'm just saying, just if, you know what I'm saying, and so now the next relationship I get in, just say, like, if he, you know what I'm saying, beats on me, and then, you know what I'm saying, and then I get out relationship with him, then I go to the next person, and then, you know what I'm saying, this dude beat on me, you know what I'm saying, something like that. So a lot of times, to heal, if you go to therapy, a therapist, she gonna say, like, you know what I'm saying, did you see that growing up, you know what I'm saying, did you, you know what I'm saying, witness anybody else in your family? And a lot of times you have to heal those scars from a childhood, you know what I'm saying, to even, you know what I'm saying, figure out, like, why am I allowing this to happen now? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So a lot of times the healing process got to do with a lot of digging up shit. You know what I'm saying? That a lot of people don't want to dig up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so it's just for anything. So because it is, you know what I'm saying, a process that you have to go through, that's why a lot of people don't do it. Mm-hmm. What else would you say? I got some issues, but I'll let you go.
No, just go ahead.
Huh?
Oh, you want me to say?
Yeah.
It's crazy you talking about healing, because I seen where I shared this video on Instagram about healing, where like it says that people are never just fully healed. You're always healing, because even when you say you're healed, you're still triggered by something that you had trauma, and it's just like you just the healing part of knowing that you kind of healed from it is that you react differently to that trigger versus how you would before you start healing. And so I thought that was neat that's true, because most people be like, oh, I'm healed, but it's like, yeah, but just like on my knee right here, back of my leg, I remember when I was little and I walked into the urn and I got this big burn on the back of my leg. It healed, but I see every time I look at the scar, I still remember, like, damn, that shit hurt me. You know what I'm saying? I react like I know what it felt like, and I still remember. I've healed from it, but I still remember the trauma that it caused when it happened, because that shit was excruciating. Y'all know how I feel to be burned, but I thought that was just really cool that, because again, like I said, people, when you say, oh, I'm healed, they feel like, oh, the process is done. Like, healing is a forever process, just like learning. You learn stuff every day. Learning is a forever process. It's ongoing. It never stops. You learn stuff every day, and that's the same thing with healing, because you have to heal. It may not even be like traumatic ass shit. It's like abusive relationships, or you know what I'm saying, it could be healing from obesity, or healing from gluttony, or just, you know what I'm saying, healing from excessive spending, you know what I'm saying, like all that. Like with me, when I get stressed out, or if I feel like if I'm going through something, I spend money on unnecessary shit that I don't have no business buying. And it's like, after I do it, I'm like, oh, I feel so much better that I bought that. And it's like, you didn't even need that, because you got one at home, but you wanted it in this color too. And it's like, I feel better after I do that. But then the after effect, I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have did that. So I'm learning. I'm healing from shit like that. And I'm so thankful I could say that, like, the bad part of the healing that I needed, I'm still healing. But the stuff that was, like, very ugly, that took me out of my character of who I am and to the core of who I'm being, like, I'm past that. Like, I've addressed that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that I've addressed that. And I know how to handle that. I'm more receptive. I'm still prideful, but I'm not as prideful. I don't mind being vulnerable to the people that I trust, where I used to be like, I'm not saying that because it made me look weak, or, you know, I used to didn't cry. I only cry in front of people. If I cry in front of you, I mean to fuck with you, because you know me, I hold it in. I've been like this since I was little. So it's like I'm learning to be a little bit more softer. And I used to be really, really soft, but I think going through losing my mama and then being in an abusive relationship all that time, it hardened me and just made me be all kind of shit. But I'm just saying, like, I've healed from the trauma, like the shit where I'm like, god damn, like, why use that as excuse as to be bitter or to be ugly and be to spaz out on people or just treat people ugly. Like I was telling Charles, like, I want to be kind. I want to be my kind self that I am. I don't want to be ugly to nobody. I don't want to get irritated with the waitress because, bitch, you getting on my nerves. And when I was healing, and before I had to realize what the fuck was going on in my body, I would just spaz out on anybody, just. And then be like, so, but then now I don't like that. Like, if I say something wrong, I immediately check myself, like, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't deserve that. I'm just going through some shit. I apologize. And I you know what I'm saying? Like, that type of thing. So healing is a great thing. And I'm telling you, she said, I say it all the time. If you step on my toe, dog, you need to heal, because you wouldn't have stepped on my toe if you was healed. But I joke with that, but I think we all can use some healing.
Yeah, I think that everybody can heal. This earth needs to, you know what I'm saying, to heal. Because, I mean, even like I said, from my childhood, I can't think of anything traumatic, you know, that happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, because some people got raped when they was kids. Yes. Thank God I never got raped, never got touched. You know what I'm saying? Some people, you know what I'm saying, had, like, you know, the parents that passed away when they was kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much, you know what I'm saying, that I know that people have experienced, you know what I'm saying? And I'm so grateful that I never had that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, that's probably why I have the joy that I have, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm raising my hand for when you finish, because I want to make myself remember what I got to say. No, keep talking.
you know what I'm saying? Like, and I guess, like I said, that's why I have the joy that I have. You know, some people probably, you know, would have went through to some of the, you know, shit. Like, I don't think I could. You know what I'm saying? The brokenness. We were broke. As, you know what I'm saying?
But we didn't think that was a problem. Yeah. Because it was like, everybody you know standing saying? Around like, us was.
So
like,
it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, issues like that. But the only thing, like I said, I know for me, like I said, when it was years ago, like I said, and this probably happened probably about 10 years ago, you know what I'm saying, 9 or something, is when I really got on my healing, you know what I'm saying, journey. That's why, like I said, as far as a lot of the stuff that we be talking about, I be telling her, like, you know, I already experienced that because I'm so self-aware and I check myself all the time, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that I do. Like, I hold myself responsible for a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm like, if it's something like, you know what I'm saying? If it's like a jealous, you know, some spirit or something, I'm like, hold up, bitch, where the fuck is that come from? Damn, hold up, you know what I'm saying? Or is it, if it's like, you know what I'm saying? Or I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you hate, I'm like, bitch, hold up, check. You know what I'm saying? I check myself so much to the point where it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be my own therapist, where I'm like, bitch, hold up, you know what I'm saying? Why are you feeling that way? You know what I'm saying? Is this because your mom didn't do it when you was a kid? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This because your daddy, whatever it was, you know what I'm saying? I'm always checking myself. And so for me, you know what I'm saying? When I read the research, you know what I'm saying? They were saying that most people in this world are not healed. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people that, you know what I'm saying, are bleeding on each other, whereas friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, just so like, if I, again, like I said, if I had, you know what I'm saying, a friend that, you know what I'm saying, probably talked about me when I was in first grade and just, you know, kid with me or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Now, all of the friends I can't trust and I'm, you know what I'm saying, a whole adult, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, bitch, let that go. What, you know what I'm saying? Tamika did to you in first grade. You know what I'm saying? She was telling about you peeing on yourself or something, you know. And now that you are, you know what I'm saying, at this age, you know, you can't trust friends or you can't open up. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, it's about, you know what I'm saying? Let me say this. Let me get to the place, again, that I just told y'all, where I stay in my happy place. What centers me and get me to that peace, you know what I'm saying? And so if it is something blocking me from that happened in a past relationship, in, you know, school, in, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? I like to go through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, meaning, go through those emotions. Because, again, like I said, when I tell y'all that 19 years ago, when I was checking myself, when I was, you know what I'm saying, those four, you know what I'm saying, things that I told y'all about, if y'all had, you know what I'm saying, a long time ago, where I was, you know what I'm saying, I had a lot of tears, you know what I'm saying, going through that process. It was a lot of hurt and a lot of, you know what I'm saying, mixed feelings that I had, where I'm like, oh my gosh, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn, I don't, because a lot of times, like I said, when they're digging up, a lot of times we don't want to dig up old, you know what I'm saying, shit. We don't want to, you know what I'm saying, think of our, you know what I'm saying, daddy, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing that or whatever, or our mama, you know what I'm saying, going through that or whatever, you know what I'm saying, because we know the feeling that it felt, you know what I'm saying, like, bad, or it made me feel, you know what I'm saying, extremely sad. So a lot of times that's why people don't go through the healing process, because, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to feel that. But to heal, you got to go through all those emotions. Yep. You got to feel all of that. That's why I say feel those feelings. You got to, you know what I'm saying, like, feel that grief. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know what I'm saying, all this shit where it's like they try to hear up and jump out. No. Sit in it for a minute. Experience, you know what I'm saying, the sadness. Experience, the, you know what I'm saying, the crying. Experience, you know what I'm saying, the whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, even how, that's why I said about jumping in. People jumping next relationship. If they did a poll, it's so many people that jump from relationship to relationship because they don't want the healing process, because during the healing process, they have to cry and mourn, you know what I'm saying, this relationship. Mm-hmm. They, you know what I'm saying? So that's why a lot of men don't, because a lot of men, they don't want to miss you. So it's like, let me jump to Tamika because I have to sit here and I have to miss you. Mm-hmm. And I have to, and I don't want to go through those emotions. So they jump to, you know what I'm saying, their next partner because they try to, you know what I'm saying, you know, not heal from that. That's why they have so many scars on top of scars and they study bleeding because they still haven't got over the fact that you hurt them in college. You get what I'm saying?
It's so many, when you were saying that heal part, it's crazy because on Facebook, it was this post. It kept being shared and I was like, what the hell are they talking about? And I was like, let me just click on it. And it was two different posts. One post had like 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, where people just putting ages. Mm-hmm. But when you read the comments, it was like that. It was like over millions of people were saying how they were molested at those ages. And just imagine, a lot of one dude was like, I don't even bring it up because when you bring it up, people don't think men's supposed to get molested. Mm-hmm. That's another whole ballpark that need to be healed. And then when it was another post, it got millions and millions and millions of comments. And they all said the same thing. The poster said, if you were born between the year of 1970 to 19 and something, do you recall your parents ever saying they loved you? Mm. Everybody on that post with a handful, everybody was like, nope. One person said, I heard him tell me that once. And a lot of them was like, well, they never said it, but they showed it, and I just knew. But the thing about it is, people need to hear it. Yeah. I grew, then that when you were saying that, I was like, I'm just so, and the reason why I'm bringing that up is because when you said, I don't remember any past trauma as a kid. I don't either, except knowing some of our people was on drugs or whatever, or just not living in the projects, being broke or whatever. That type of trauma is what we had, but I cannot recall my mama not telling me she loved me.
Yeah.
My daddy not telling me he loved me. You know what I'm saying? We come from a loving family where we say I love you and get told I love you all the time. And so just to see how many people have not ever been told that from the one that gave them life.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they be like, it don't matter. They showed me. I know actions, but if you don't, it, you have to hear it. You can say, you can buy me all the things in the world. It don't mean you love me. You just doing it because you have to. You're my parent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it just, that's a whole nother group that has to heal. So, and this is all over the world. So the molested ones, the ones who've never been told I never love you, all that type of stuff. It's just like we're holding a big ass melting pot.
And then especially the people, like I said, if you know that I see some beautiful women. If Ray Ray told her she was ugly in second grade, now she's still holding
because
that.
You know what I'm saying? Ray
Ray. And so now she thinking that she ugly when she's freaking beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So it be healing like that. So her self esteem is in the trash because, you know what I'm saying, she allowed Ray Ray to do that and she haven't healed from that. So now when people, you know what I'm saying, like, girl, you so pretty, she like, I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyways, you too. Listen, we only give y'all half of the episode. We sorry if it's your first time, you don't know. But we actually have, you know what I'm saying, the full episode that's on all of the podcast platforms. So you can go ahead and go and listen to Spotify, iTunes, all of them. So you listen at the rest of this podcast. But YouTube, guess what? We out. Now to everybody else who is still listening, yeah, it's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, just say like, you know, things that happen as a child. That's why, like I said, the therapist will always ask you about your childhood because it plays a huge part in, you know what I'm saying, in how you think love should be, how you, you know what I'm saying, you know, their, like, you know, relationships or, you know what I'm saying, with your child rearing, as far as, like you said, who raised you and what, you know what I'm saying, like, did they show you or, you know what I'm saying, any of that. But however, like I said, it breaks my heart, and I'm being so serious. This shit breaks my heart when I was looking at the research. Y'all can do it the same way. Y'all can go to Google and research yourself. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, it breaks my heart to know there's so many people out here walking around, you know what I'm saying, like faking happy. And that because when you are dealing with so much stuff like that, you can't really get to the core of your happiness. You get what I'm saying? Like, if when you have all this other shit that you haven't, you know what I'm saying, you know, truly found a way to, you know, to dig all that shit, you know what I'm saying? You can't get to your happiness because you study, you know what I'm saying, just fake smile. That's like you putting lipstick on a monkey. You know what I'm saying? It's still a fucking monkey. You get what I'm saying? You ain't never heard that thing. They always say that you put lipstick on.
I never heard that.
I heard it all the time. Well, not all the time, but they always say that. Like when you're trying to cover up something, it's still a monkey.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, and that's why I said about the relationships. That's why I always say that I want my men to, you know what I'm saying, be out of relationship for a minute because I want you to that time. You know what I'm saying? To heal. And it's not to say that, you know, it's not a time frame. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because some people can handle it better than others. But I still need that time because I need you to grieve the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you cry about her. If you love her, cry. You know what I'm saying? If you, you know what I'm saying, you need to listen to some, you know, Teddy Pendergrass or, you know, Tony Braxton. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? The first thing came to my mind. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mourn that and get over that. You know what I'm saying? And actually heal from that. You're not going to be all the way healed. But I need the, you know what I'm saying, majority of, you know what I'm saying, the hurt and pain or whatever happened. I need for you to, you know what I'm saying, get over that.
Yeah, I agree. That healing is something else. And if you're listening, I hope that if you haven't realized that you got some healing you need to do, just sometimes take, when you get that quiet moment, when your mind is idle, just kind of think about some things that you feel like you can be better at in your life. I mean, some people think like nothing is wrong, but we all got a lot. We can all use a little work. Yeah.
And let me say, you don't have to go to a therapist for healing. You get what I'm saying? Yep. It's so many, you know what I'm saying? Now, because of the internet and books and all this, it's so many ways that you know what I'm saying, with YouTube. Like, let me say, I promise you. Now, I tell y'all a lot of time that I be looking at, you know what I'm saying, these podcasts and these other, I look at so much shit about with therapists, no bullshit. So when I come on here, you know what I'm saying, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I promise you, I get so much free therapy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Me and Kiki talk about all the time about how us just talking on this podcast is therapy for us. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you have not had a outlook, you know what I'm saying? I'm a way out to even just talk about, you know, some of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
And even when you go to therapist, you still be kind of it take a while for a therapist to get a breakthrough because you don't feel comfortable. But with this podcast, you know, we don't have no choice but to be vulnerable.
You got to face this shit.
And be honest, because we can't lie to y'all, because y'all gonna be like, oh, what?
Because it's gonna come back up in another thing, and then it's like, so
I gotta say. If you go back to 2 years ago when we first started, you'll see the growth. And you'll see all that or whatever. Like when you were saying, when you said, well, if I'm jealous about something, I need to stop and see. I used to have a heavy jealous spirit on me back in the day when I was younger over relationships, like territorial, just different stuff. And I'm like, why do you feel that way? And I never could pinpoint it, but I never pinpointed why I had those feelings. I just prayed it off of me and asked God to remove that type of spirit from me, because that's not who I am. And it's you know, I still have my moments where I kind of be like, have to check myself and like, wait a minute. But I'm wondering, like, is it because I was a spoiled child and I got everything I want? I feel like everything belonged to me, and it's not the case. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly what Kiki just did. She, you know what I'm saying, not a therapist, but exactly, because this is when you go to therapy, that's what they're going to do. They're going to ask where is it coming from? You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, with me not having a therapist, like I said, 9 years ago, whatever, that's what made me start checking myself. I'm like, bitch, why the fuck, you know, ask yourself those questions. You listen, your healing ain't got to do, you ain't got to tell your best friend, you ain't got to tell your mama, you know what I'm saying? Sit and, you know, because some of the shit could be embarrassing for you. You know what I'm saying? You sit and you ask yourself, bitch, why the fuck am I jealous?
Because the question is, you know, like, and when you say this, so crazy, because when I think about it, like, when you ask people, girl, where you get that from? Where you get this from? Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't, like, honestly, y'all, when people ask me where you get some shit from, I'm like, dog, I don't remember, but let me go through my email, because I order shit in the, it's a sickness. Mm-hmm. I order shit in the middle of the night, so I really don't be paying attention to where I'm going to get the shit. But I tell a person, let me go.
Okay, this therapy session. Yeah. Why do you think that you buy all this shit like that?
I told you, I buy the stuff like that because it makes me feel better. And then for two, because I'm scared that I'm not going to be able to buy it in the future, I buy it now. So that if it comes a time where I don't have it, I'll have it for me. And that's not an excuse. That's the truth. And I told my sister that, she feel like that too. I think because, you know, I'm so used to people giving me and buying for me. And because it's me on my own now doing for myself, I want to make sure I can always tell myself yes instead of telling myself no. But I've gotten better. Like, I have... Right now, I am getting me stuff. I'm being honest because I'm getting ready to make a move, and my financial situation is going to change. So I'm just trying to make sure that I got what I got now, so that come a few months, I ain't got to worry about getting nothing, because I have what I need. Just need the necessities versus the wants. I have my need, not to get my needs or whatever. But that's truly why. And again, y'all know my niece passed away, and I never had to face grief head on. Like, my mama died, I was in an abusive relationship. So I didn't even deal with that. So I was just going through that. So I never really grieved my mom or whatever. But this grief is a little bit different for me. It's a little bit different. So everything that I'm going through now, like, I'm so proud of myself because I haven't even been a moody bitch. I'm not as moody as I used to be, but I used to be moody because my fucking hormones was off, and I got that in check, thank the Lord. But, you know what I'm saying? I check myself when I feel some kind of way, and just I mask it so that I won't project it on nobody else. And I just have my moment, or I get quiet, or I may not be saying nothing. And then when I feel like I'm ready to converse or ready to be my true self, then I start back, like, talking. But I don't go disappearing, you know that, or whatever. But this grief is different for me. Like, some days I wake up and I'm just like, okay. And then a heavy set girl will walk past me at work, and I just be like, it takes me like all the way down. But healing, like y'all say, you gotta heal. You know what I'm saying? This grief, I'm actually grieving and handling myself. Where normally I suppress how I feel to be there for everybody else, but I can't suppress this.
Yeah.
This ain't letting me. This is a motherfucker. Thank the Lord it ain't took me out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is something it's different for me. And I feel like I'm in China.
Yeah.
I feel so...
Because what you just said, like I said, healing is facing it head on. When you know what I'm saying? When you don't heal, you run from it. Absolutely. You get what I'm saying? And so that's why a lot of people, they run from the healing process, because again, like I said, no, mm-hmm. I promise you, did I want to keep crying?
Did I want to keep,
you know what I'm saying, thinking about like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Did I want to sit there and for real and blame myself? Bitch, I promise you, you have to, because you know what I'm saying, do out of that to get to that, you know what I'm saying, where you like, okay, bitch, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of checking yourself.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying? Child. And it's holding yourself accountable for a lot of shit. I did not want to do that. But you know, I had to, and when I did that, I promise you, it was a weight off of my fucking shoulders.
Yeah, yeah. Because you be realizing, like, how the fuck did I allow somebody to make me feel this way about myself? Because for years, I felt some kind of way about myself. And I'm like, how did this one person who ain't got shit going on made me feel like this? But I guess because I entrusted that person so much and put so much love and hope and shit into that person. And I guess when you put, that's just like when you put your trust and people, just like with friendships, you gotta mourn friendship, the death of friendship. Like, you
might not put your trust in a stupid dumb bitch, or that nigga ain't shit. Or put your trust in a nigga dumb bitch,
hold on,
or that nigga ain't shit.
You done made that.
I did. I fucked that all up. You know I be forgetting the words.
Put your trust in a nigga stupid hoe. Yeah, the figure. He won't fuck your best friend or your sister a lot too. Yeah. Come on, Kai, with your ugly ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, she gonna turn me up. I said that. Because, you know, she can go. We can go too.
But I don't give a fuck. I be wanting people to go. Look, she don't. I be wanting.
Trust the love.
I be wanting it, fool. Because I'm like, shit, I be ready. Because, you know, all that shit, I be like, listen, no matter. It's like, you just go, you know what I'm saying, get us some more followers. You know, I don't give a fuck.
But no, seriously, y'all, thank the podcast for getting me. I'm healing. Yes. I ain't fully healed, but like where I am now and the way I process things, I'm slow to anger now. I used to be a fuck bitch. You could just breathe my way and I would explode. But now I just be like,
and that's how you listen. If y'all thinking like, damn, I don't need to heal of something, if you easily triggered on something, that's exactly what you need to heal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you need to heal, you know, I mean, if you trigger it, like she said about, you know, easily angered, there's somebody, you know what I'm saying, who haven't mastered their emotions.
And then also, you know what I'm saying? You have to learn that if it's somebody that's triggering you, figure out why they trigger you. And I think where I am now, I feel like the monkey is off my back because I faced head on what the fuck was triggering me in somebody. And I had to realize, like, girl, you doing that.
Yeah.
That motherfucker ain't doing none of you. It's you, girl. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Mm-hmm. And I feel so much better. I'm like, girl, because I had just come around on my own because my mind is a battlefield because I'm still an overthinker, but not as much. Mm-hmm. I'm not as indecisive. You know, now I make decisions and be like, fuck it, boom, that's what it is, and I leave it at that. But I'm like, my mind, because I don't sleep as much. I'm gonna tell y'all this, y'all, my cousins. Since my niece passed away, I don't sleep.
Okay.
I wake up every morning at 2:00 in the morning and be up. So when people be like, why are you so tired? Or why are you this? Because I wake up every night at 2 a.m. on like clockwork and don't go back to sleep. And if I do, I have to get right back up at 5, but I don't go back to sleep till like 4:30. So I got to get right back up. Ever since my niece passed away, my body has woke me up like clockwork since March. Since March the 14th, my body has did that. So it's like, ugh. So I'm just like,
hello, Rick Ross.
I love Ross. Yes. But now I'm just saying, like, healing is something else. And every time Charles asks me, how you doing, sweet thing, healing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know y'all be like, damn, bitch. If I had something to tell y'all funny, I'll say it. But for the most part, like she said, she thriving. I'm really just trying to get through this life of grief. Still trying to grieve myself, but also be there for my sister who lost her daughter. And be there for my great nieces and nephews who lost their mama. You know, so I just got a long way to go. But one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all listening, I hope y'all take the time to face whatever it is. And just take a look in that mirror and just be like, hey, what is it?
Yeah, if y'all, you know what I'm saying, to get anything from this podcast for real, the main, you know what I'm saying, the reason why we are going to constantly say something about healing is because we always want y'all to find the, you know what I'm saying, y'all happy place and stay there, the core of your happy place. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, with this podcast, if y'all have been with us from the beginning, y'all have seen an evolution of Kiki, evolution of Chancellor, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all are growing with us, and we hope, you know what I'm saying, the shit that we going through, and you know what I'm saying, y'all going through it with us, as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, like, this is a journey for all of us, you know what I'm saying? And so, again, y'all family, so we all out here trying to, you know what I'm saying, do that, but again, you know, with the healing, Like I said, everybody don't have, you know what I'm saying, money for a therapist. Everybody don't want to go to a therapist. I'm not saying that you have to go to a therapist to heal. There's so many ways that you can, you know what I'm saying, you're meditating, you're taking it, you know what I'm saying, to yourself and holding yourself accountable. You know what I'm saying? When you see mm-hmm. something that's triggered, you know what I'm saying? Like, and all the shit that I'm saying, y'all, you know, again, me and Kiki, I'm going to say it again, we did not go to school for, you know what I'm saying, psychology no. or, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, whatever, all this other shit. We have degrees, but not in that. You know, we are not experts. No. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all own research, because 9 years ago, I started doing my own research. Mm-hmm. I started, you know what I'm saying, I read, you know what I'm saying, like 2 books, I forgot the name of what it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was journaling. I was mm-hmm. doing so much shit of, you know what I'm saying, trying to get to that space. So, I'm not saying that you have to go to a therapist, but for me, because I'm a self, you know what I'm saying, starter, I'm a self, you know what I'm saying, motivator, I'm a self out there. So a lot of times I do a lot of shit myself. Some people are not, and they need that therapy. So mm-hmm. if you sit down with yourself, you like, hey, that ain't gonna work for me, I need to go see somebody, then do that, you know what I'm saying? But whatever it is, whatever journey that is, if it's self, you know what I'm saying, or if it's, you know what I'm saying, going to a person, everybody needs to, you know what I'm saying, to whatever journey it is, but the goal still is the goal, the getting that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So again, we're going to go ahead and jump into our letter portion of the day. Go ahead and email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com, or just go ahead and, you know, write us on Instagram.
The letter says, hey, silly girls, how can I be a favorite cousin? I mean, I want to hang out. But real talk, the reason I really wrote is because I have a quick question. I want to break up with my boyfriend, and people say I'm petty for the reason. He is acting too woke for me. All the grand rising and just the convo is leaving me to believe that he don't believe in God. I can't be with no one who don't believe in God. People are saying that I'm going too far, but he just a little too far gone for me. When you start saying the universe, I have to do a side eye. What do you think? Cousin, hey, you could be a favorite cousin. We all y'all are favorite cousins. Exactly. So true, you know. One day, pull up on us. You know what I'm saying?
Pull up on me.
We be up in these streets. I mean, if your first mind saying you don't want to be with somebody, I'm all about self these days. Roscoe Jenkins, team of me. Sometimes you gotta be selfish to be selfless. You know what I'm saying? And if sometimes you may be going north, he may be going south. And especially if you are standing firm in your faith in God, and you see that he's kind of going the other way with the universe and the grand rising and questioning everything. Ain't nothing wrong with doing his own research and, you know, wanting to believe what he want to believe. But if that's not working for you, you definitely should let him go. Because don't the Bible say you got to be equally yoked for it to work out? Or something like that. So, if you know, I think that's what it say. But you know what I'm saying? So, if he don't believe in God and you telling him, let's pray, and he be like, I ain't praying, you know what I'm saying, then that's the issue. So, you definitely got to stand firm in what you believe. Because at the end of the day, you have to stand firm on self and what you got going on. Because if you change your ways and compromise for that, and that's huge. And like you saying, oh, he want to use Charmin and you want to use angel soft tissue. No, this is about your belief in God and your faith. So I think that if you truly believe you want to break up with him, shit, ain't no questions. Do what works best for you. Let him go find him a grand rising queen and they be on that shit together. That's my opinion, but hey, what you think, Charleston?
Hey, favorite cousin. I agree with Kiki. Listen, I ain't settling. Y'all heard me say this shit all the time. I'm not fucking settling. And for you, you know what I'm saying? Like, some stuff, it, you know, is a compromise. Mm-hmm. But some shit like that, you own some new tip and you ain't believing in God, that is major for me.
Absolutely.
So, for me, I'm not lying. Little buddy gonna have to kick rocks. He gotta kick rocks. So I agree with you. Some stuff, you know, I tell y'all all the time about, you know, making it and breaking compromises, yeah. But some stuff is just not it's not a compromise. It's not a question. So I'm with you. If he heads that way and you see, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, little buddy gotta go.
Yeah, I agree.
Little buddy gotta go.
And cousin, when you wanna hang us out, just let us know and we can talk about his grand rising ass and skull on him.
Come on, grand rising and skull on him. Okay. So, we're going to go ahead and jump to our next topic of the day. Our next topic, we're going to talk about how a man treats you when he is mad tells you a lot about him. Uh-huh. So, basically, how he treats you, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, extremely, you know what I'm saying, important when he is mad. Yeah, okay?
I agree.
So you want me to go first?
Yes, please.
So listen, now just say like when you, you know, I always say this, when you get with somebody, I always, you know what I'm saying, before y'all get in a relationship, understand how he acts in all seasons. Mm-hmm. Meaning, you know what I'm saying, when he's happy, when somebody's happy and, you know what I'm saying, they like you, everything is going to be great, okay? It's going to be great. It's going to be peachy cream. But when he is mad at something, that's going to show his character. His true character shows. That's a friend and a man, period. You know what I'm saying? When they are, you know what I'm saying, mad, that's when they, you know what I'm saying, really show their true character. So, you know, when he is grieving, it shows their true character. When, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is, because if you love me, even when you're mad at me, I still need you to show me that you love me. Because when you mad at me and you start, you know what I'm saying, like, just say, like, now let's say if, you know what I'm saying, if me and my man, you know what I'm saying, we have sex, you know what I'm saying, all the time, right? But if I'm mad at him, we not having sex, you know what I'm saying, there's something totally different, you know what I'm saying, like, that's the physical, you know what I'm saying, and I'm not trying to feel on you. But if, you know what I'm saying, if, like, just say, if I'm always, I'm trying to see, like, basically, it's some, it's, you know what I'm saying, like, he's doing something disrespectful to you when he's mad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know,
when he gets nasty and ugly.
That's what I'm talking about when it's a difference. Of course, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all mad at him. Y'all not afraid of you having sex.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All this shit. But you know what I'm saying? Just say, like, if soon as he gets mad, then he flips over to bitch, hoe, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. So it's like, that's how, you know what I'm saying? Like, is going to show, you know what I'm saying, like, when, you know, when he is mad at you, understand, you know what I'm saying, of when he's mad at you, he still need to show the love respect for you and respect, you know what I'm saying, I'm talking about the core values. So always, you know what I'm saying, like, just say, like, if when everything is happy, or he not cheating, all this other shit, as soon as, you know what I'm saying, you make him mad, now he would go out here and fuck some hoes. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. As soon as he gets mad, if he starts getting disrespectful, starts, you know what I'm saying, cheating, starts, you know what I'm saying, like,
not,
you know,
coming home.
Not coming home, that's what I mean. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I totally agree. Because when you said that, my eyes was bucking, because when I get mad, like, I don't think straight. But I think straight enough to where I'm not at a point to where I'll disrespect the person I'm in love with, because ain't no coming back from that. Mm-mm. I'm very mindful of what I say to people when I'm angry, because I know what I say, even if I apologize, they're going to remember that. Because I remember what people say to me, especially if it may hurt my feelings and make me feel kind of way, I remember it. So I try to be very, 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 very mindful of when I, because again, remember, at the beginning, like 10 minutes ago when I was saying I used to be a hothead and I just spazz out and shut down and be like, I don't give a fuck, da, da, da. But now, I take my feelings out of when a person is explaining something to me so that I can see clearer. Because if I'm in my feelings when I'm trying to receive a message, I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you're saying. You like, Charlie Brown, mama, I don't hear nothing you're saying. But now I listen, I'm like, okay, I can see that. And I understand that, you know what I'm saying? But before, I was ignorant. But I was never ignorant to a fact to where I couldn't come back from it, to where he felt like, bitch, I look at you different now. Mm-hmm. And I say bitch because he would need to call me a bitch if I got ugly like that. But like Charleston said, when he started, now you don't get me wrong now. Sometimes when you piss motherfucker off, they're like, bitch, and they'll catch themselves and be like, ooh, girl, I almost called you that. Mm-hmm. But if he be like, bitch, fuck you. I don't want to fuck with you no way. I can't stand your big ass. And they start pointing out shit that you done told him, like, ooh, I hate the way this roll over. That's why the motherfucking rolls hang out your shirt like that now. But then when I asked you a day, you're like, baby, you fine. Now I can't believe shit you say. Mm-hmm. But see, that's why we say that when we get with who we supposed to be, we ain't got to worry about that. Cause it ain't gonna get that ugly. We're gonna be like, hold on, let's count with me. Hold on, give me 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Because
you finna make me go off on you. You know, like that's, I want that type of situation to where I be like, ooh, I feel it coming. It's brewing. Like, hold, give me a minute because it's brewing. And he'll understand that it and not be so ugly. You know what I'm saying? But I have been in a situation, my ex, where he would get nasty. Like, when I tell you, when I say y'all, he would go to the cores of hell and say some shit, and that's why I had to heal. Because of the shit he was saying, then back door and be like, and then say, I only said that because I loved you, nigga. You need some therapy.
Yeah.
Now I think about it like, you need to heal. Because anybody that feel like they got to stoop that low, like, I ain't never been that type of person. Because I know that when I tell you that your mama big and she ugly motherfucker, when I say that, we done. That way you can remember what the fuck I said. I'm not going to say that to you and then try to be with you the next day. I make sure that I'm mindful of what I say and treat you with respect because I love you and I want to keep you in my life. But the minute that I treat you like the shit that I flushed down the toilet, we ain't got to say nothing to each other. And I'm going to go there because I can go there. But I'm going to make sure that we done. But I don't want to. I'm too grown for that. I don't want to go there. But he would go to the cores of hell and say shit to me that I would never say to nobody. If you put a gun in my head to save my life, I wouldn't say it was so ugly. And I'm just saying, like, for a person to get that ugly and want to make the person that they so-called so in love with feel that way, that's some shit. That's some sick shit. I don't want to be with nobody who feel like they got to make me feel terrible because I said something or I didn't do something they didn't want me to do. I'm not with that's abuse. That's mental abuse and emotional abuse. It made me feel like fucking Denasia Jackson.
Danaya,
huh? Yeah, our friend. I'm just saying, like, that shit, wow.
But no, seriously, listen. If I love you, even though I'm mad at you, you're not my enemy.
That part.
So I'm not going to treat you as my enemy. You get what I'm saying? And some people, as soon as, you know what I'm saying, they get mad at you, then they start treating you like an enemy. It's like, it's a whole different ball game. So for me, you know what I'm saying, I need for you to, like I said, for you know what I'm saying, my spouse, you know what I'm saying, like, just say, like, me and Kiki can disagree on something. We don't agree on every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? But just because we disagreed on something, you know what I'm saying? I'm not finna be, bitch, that's why, I still love you, so I'm finna still treat you with care. You know what I'm saying? You know, we two separate people. I like doing certain, you know, some way. You like doing some, you know what I'm saying? But again, I'm not finna be, like, disrespectful because, you know what I'm saying, we disagreeing and we, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And my thing is, like, even, you know what I'm saying, if we really love each other, again, that's why I always say I want to, you know what I'm saying, us to learn to fight fair. Like, you know what I'm saying? That is big with me. Because, again, it's going to be our roses in the beginning. But I always know that, you know what I'm saying, rainy days are going to come, as New Edition say. You know what I'm saying? Sunny day, everybody. Everybody love the sunny days.
Dolly Parton said, how do you expect a rainbow when you don't go through the rain?
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to have those sunny days in the beginning, but the rain's going to come. So the person that you choose, you need to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that they can stand the rain and that they, you know what I'm saying, go put their umbrella under you even though you're raining on them. You get what I'm saying?
But you know, we dance in the rain, so
Brandy motherfucker storm on. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, come on, Chris Brown. you know what I'm saying? So, but the main thing is, like, no matter what, like, I still need you to hold an umbrella, you know what I'm saying,
Keep me dry.
That's
even though it's raining, be like...
That's it. But you can do it with a man with face, a whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't, you ain't got to say shit, but I still need you to hold that umbrella.
Or you just staring me like this the whole time. Yeah. Like,
but I still need to feel your love in the madness. You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be like, oh, I can't stand this motherfucker right now.
Do you want to ride to the stove?
That is normal. You know what I'm saying? What people don't realize, you know what I'm saying? Like, friend, that is normal for y'all to have disagreements. Mm-hmm. Again, whoever I'm with, my friends, we not going to, whoever it is, family, we not going to agree. Everybody think that we all have different minds. You know what I'm saying? That is normal. We not supposed to be on the same page all the fucking time. Mm-mm. That shit is normal.
Yeah.
If we on the same page all the time, bitch, somebody's compromising too much.
Yep.
So, yes, it's a compromise that happened, but it shouldn't be all the fucking time.
Because we don't always understand people's thought process. Mm-mm. But I love to hear people and how they think about things because it make you look at things like, oh, okay, well, I can see why you would feel that way. I still feel how I feel about it, but I could definitely see why that would make you feel that way. Makes sense when you say it that way instead of trying to force it. Because some people are just forceful with their opinions and shit. And it's like, So you going to try to make me eat ranch and I just tell you I don't like it?
Right.
I know it's good for you on your salad, but baby, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. But you should. Okay.
Yeah.
We done talking.
Yeah.
You got anything to say?
Nope. Y'all know what time it is. Rando. We got something random for you. Rando. We got something random for you.
Yeah.
We were glad because Kiki was doing some type of dance with her arms up here. I don't know what the fuck.
Because
I don't know. She got a text and she started giggling over her.
No, I was putting my phone up to get my rando.
Now, a while ago, you was smiling. And then you started doing this shit. Like lollipopkins.
I was laughing because you're going to see it when you go look on my Facebook.
Okay,
that TikTok that we shared that said, but he ain't got no care. He got to go.
Yeah.
And dude said, I ain't spending no money. And I put, well, may the odds be in your favor. Ooh, that's why I started laughing.
Yeah. Okay,
so my rando is, hold on, y'all. Let me find it. Sorry, I got so many damn things. My rando is, why do the nail shops don't be putting labels on their bottle? When you go get a pedicure and they squeezing all that shit on your feet, they know they never had no bottle. Because I'd be like, what's that? And she'd be like, acetone. Or she'll say, I was like, what is that? And they'll be like, some type of stuff. And I'd be like, they could be fucking around trying to make our feet soften at the bottom so our legs can collapse so they can take over. They don't have labels. I know they buy things in bulk and they put it off in the little things to so everybody can have some. But you don't know what the motherfucker. I'm going to go get my pedicure. You know what I'm saying? But you don't know what the fuck they doing with these toes.
You fucking right.
Because my toe ain't never been so rough at the now. I be getting all kind of calluses. But I think it's because they scrub it so much and my feet are used to going through that routine. Yeah, them hoes be like, I be heel toeing sometimes. Heel toeing random bitch. What's your rando?
My rando is, I saw Babyface the other day. He ain't got no Babyface no more. I want to, you know what I'm saying?
They should just call him Face.
They need to call him Face.
With them adult teeth.
Yeah.
He got them big veneers.
You know. So I was like, ooh, that ain't Babyface no more. He a dope face.
Yeah, so when people be picking their names and their stage names, they need to think about that when they get old. Like Little Bow Wow, you know, he dropped just a little one.
Yeah.
He's just Bow Wow now. But everybody Babyface, dropping
a little. You know, in our generation, it was a lot of little. Lil Wayne, yeah. Lil Scrappy. Now he Wayne, Lil, you know Scrap, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything.
But Babyface, just call him Face.
Yeah, but they just need to call him Face because he ain't got no Babyface no more.
He weird. He put that shit like Jermaine Jackson be doing his hair.
Yeah, right.
Okay, what's your song? But he a dope ass producer.
Dope ass singer. Yeah, out it. What's your song of the week?
It's a song called I Need to Know by Lettucey. Every time she come to Dallas, I miss her. But the next time she come, I'm going like this song, it came on twice and I'm like, who did I said this sound like Lettucey? What the fuck? And it was, and I don't know the words, so I can't give y'all a snippet, but it's called I Need to Know and it's a good feel good song.
My quote of the week is, the dating pool wouldn't be so bad if married people stayed out of it.
Yeah. It's mixed with all that separated.
Let me repeat that again. We probably make this a fucking topic next.
Okay.
The dating pool wouldn't be so bad if married people stayed out of it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm being honest with you. It's more married people in the dating pool than single people. It's, you know what I'm saying? I promise you, when I because I'm in certain groups and stuff, they be talking about the most dates that they go on.
Oh, with married people?
Oh, when they find out is with married men.
What I'm
so fucking serious. The married men will take you on dates more than these single men.
Well, you see, I just said the man on the damn Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that is the craziest shit ever. So it's like, if the married people, if, that's why I would say marry who the fuck that you really want instead of who go tolerate your ass.
True.
Because if that you marry the person you want, you wouldn't be out here in a fucking single pool. You know what I'm saying? So every fuck, if it's just single people, we'll be like, okay, now I can really see clear of who's available, bitch. But y'all married people are more available than us single people.
They need to separate like they did back then with the colors and the white.
God damn. Married, you know what I'm saying? Singles. Like, oh my gosh. Like, seriously.
It is.
So anyways, we're going to go ahead. We're gonna make this a whole fucking topic as we talk. But anyways, y'all can go ahead and make sure that y'all hit the subscribe button. Make sure that y'all go ahead and go over to YouTube. So go to our TikTok because your girl's up to almost 28,000, you know what I'm saying, followers. Yep.
Hey.
Anyways, you know what I'm saying, see the subscribe. Guess what? We out.
Peace.